This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Sunday's the Super Bowl, and infectious disease experts are worried we're all going to get together to watch the big game, and that will spread the coronavirus. The number of infections and hospitalizations is falling at the moment, and experts expect the number of deaths to start dropping soon, too. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
While it's generally good news that our case rates are coming down and our hospitalization rates are coming down, they're coming down from just an extraordinarily high place.
We may have a new vaccine soon to fight the virus. Johnson & Johnson is asking for approval of its new one-shot vaccine. 85% effective against the most serious symptoms, says Johnson & Johnson. Former FDA chief scientist Dr. Jesse Goodman.
In addition to being one dose, these vaccines also don't require ultra-low complex storage conditions. So there are some practical advantages.
Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia tried but failed last night to stop the House from booting her off both of the committees she's on. Punishment for her hateful and violent words, say the Democrats.
It's an unprecedented punishment, which came after Greene took the House floor in her own defense to address her social media posts, which questioned 9/11 and school shootings and embraced violence against Democrats.
These were words of the past, and these things do not represent me.
Democrat Jim McGovern noted Greene did not seem apologetic.
She could use the fundraiser off this stuff.
House GOP leaders criticized Greene's past but refused to punish her, arguing her actions came before she was elected and that Democrats have not been disciplined for their own rhetoric. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Former President Trump won't testify at his Senate impeachment trial, says an advisor. This is AP News. Who do you like, the Chiefs or the Bucks? Steve Carney's in Tampa with the latest on Sunday's Super Bowl.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers continued their week of preparation for Super Bowl 55 with another practice session at their facility Thursday. Offensive tackle Donovan Smith explains how he and his teammates have improved in protecting quarterback Tom Brady over the course of the season.
We talk about every day, anytime we go out there on the field, in between those lines, you know, we want to establish who we are. So, you know, at the beginning, we were just tying things together. But I feel like we're in a good groove, good flow.
Head coach Bruce Arians said safeties Antoine Winfield Jr. and Jordan Whitehead and wide receiver Antonio Brown all practiced for a third straight day. But any determination of whether they'll play Sunday won't be made until after Friday's session. Steve Carney, Tampa.
Ford's cutting shifts at two plants next week because of a semiconductor chip shortage. The plants are in Michigan and Missouri. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.